Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Sean, obscure reference before your time. What soundtrack is that on? What classic film is that from?
I couldn't tell you, but that song hits so good.
I bet Wiggy could.
Is that Alpha?
No, it's not Arthur.
Sounds like a song from that movie.
No, one of the great films, one of the great coming-of-age films of our lifetime.
Oh, Almost Famous.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Huh?
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
That
yes.
song is so good.
Doesn't anybody knock anymore? Remind me also, Shime, at some point, I think we have a topical reason to rejoin at some point this morning with I'm working late because I'm a singer.
Oh, I would love to.
We will do that. We'll do that later. Just remind me, please.
Let's go.
This is a Patriots fan who would like to remain anonymous.
Oh, I better not be Gino.
Morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
Excuse my voice. I have a cold. I apologize.
Oh, you better test for COVID.
First of all, I want to say I love you guys. I listen every morning. Coco, you're amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And I just want to say, last night I was watching Monday Night Football, and my 17-year-old son came in the room, and he says to me, Mom, I don't like the Patriots anymore. Now, to preface this, when my kids were little, we lived for Sundays. So we would go to my sister's, we would make food, like we would send recipes back and forth to each other to figure out what we were making for the week. We would all gear up.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun. I don't think the crafts understand. They've lost their fan base. And putting Drake May in would just kind of capture those young kids that just lost their love for the Patriots. And it just kind of made me sad in a way.
Yeah, it is. It's sad.
It's
sad.
Such a great Thank call you. Because think of all the ingredients and all the ways in which the Patriots changed their approach, but it was always with a championship at the end of the stick. There was always a universal desire to maximize the talent to go as far as possible. And ever since 2018, 2019, wherever the line is, it's been about each side creating the best narrative to be viewed in the best light by the fans, when in the reality is the only thing the fans care about is a team that's well good enough to support.
Well, yeah, and I think the goal was always win now,
mm-hmm.
and I think it's switched to win later. Like I think the strategy
win
is
eventually.
Win eventually.
You're
going
to lose those fans forever, though. Like those 17-year-olds don't care about the 20 years of excellence because there was a period of time where they weren't even alive. So they grew up where the Patriots were the best. They were the GOAT, and so that made them a bit spoiled, you could say. But now that they've fallen off, okay, they're on to the next. They're going to go root for the Celtics and just focus on them. They're not going to care about the Patriots. We're fair weather fans now. That's the change. And the attention span for people is only getting shorter and shorter. So if you expect anybody below the age of 30 to really focus on a season where it seems like they're just going to tank, that's not going to happen.
No, they'll come back, though.
508 texter says, please tell the truth. Curtis was rolling his eyes while she was talking. No, I think Curtis liked that phone call.
God in heaven. I don't feel well, people. I think that lady was, I wish I thought of that. She had an excellent phone call, and it's true. And the other thing is, in the 90s, we were stuck watching bad TV. Now, within one move of your thumb, you have 500 shows at your disposal.
Exactly.
And We didn't have the red zone, so we didn't know just how bad we were compared to every other team. You watch the red zone channel, it's like watching Rivers and then seeing Florida State.
Yeah, the red zone channel will definitely take some viewers away from just turning the Pats game on and watching it. You know, because
I think they always come back. Like if you're if you're a football fan, like you come. I mean, we talked about this a while ago. There's no game that I won't watch this season. Like I will watch every single Patriots game.
But that's because we are a different generation. I'm talking about the Gen Zers. Like sure, they'll come back, but they're not going to be these diehards that we have now.
Well, but Courtney, that's just fans in general.
I think in part it's because they root for the name on the back of the jersey instead of the front of jersey.
And
now.
I have been saying this when Wiggy was saying, you know, you have a certain coach and people will come out to see a coach. That's not it anymore.
Yeah,
and they want the flash, and she was right that if you put Drake May in there, they'll have somebody that they can relate to.
Yeah,
and I would also add that watching the Patriots on Thursday night, if this wasn't our job, would you have watched more than a quarter of that game?
I would have shut it off at halftime.
I mean, it was offensive. It was awful.
No, I would have watched it because, I mean, obviously I would have watched it just being a football fan. It's the only game on TV.
But it wasn't even a good game. Like Sunday night's game, the Chiefs and Falcons, was a really good game. Mm-hmm. Last night's Bengals-Commanders game was an awesome football game. Mm-hmm. Like, those are, like, games I would stay up for, and I don't even root for those teams. But on Thursday night, like, if I didn't root for the Patriots, I would not have stayed up.
Once it gets the blowout level.
Did you watch the Dallas Ravens game?
Yes.
Yes. And it was a blowout for a good period of time, but you watched the Cowboys almost come back and win that football game.
He watched that game, though, because he loves Lamar. And
I watched that game because I like football. It was the 4 o'clock game.
Well, I had red zone.
And I thought the broadcaster was excellent. I don't know who the color guy was.
And all the people saying, oh, so the generation that eats Tide Pods, we're worried about them. Well, if you're the Crafts, when we're all dead and gone, they're going to still be buying tickets. So, yeah, you do need to focus on
them. And those Tide Pod eating kids are yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, you raised them.
All right, NFL Talk on WEEI is brought to you by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro. We will, Shyam, let's do They Said It at 7:20.
So I think that's a great idea.
10 minutes from now. And Wiggy can get wound tight again about what Burt Breer said about what you should not do this season with Drake May. So we'll get to that coming up. My lead quick. Courtney, you asked for sentimental, almost boomer lead from me this morning when given the choice.
Mm-hmm.
The last full-size Kmart store in the United States of America is closing its doors.
Mm.
No more blue light specials for those who would go to Kmart. When I was a young man and back-to-school season rolled around, my mom, Susan Hill, would take me to the Kmart in Acton. And we would stock up, everything you wanted, whether it was tough skins, corduroys, shoes, Wiggy.
Olympians.
Sweatshirt or two.
Yeah, so you got your best Bobos.
Maybe some kind of Bobby Orr sweatshirt or something like that. It was all at Kmart. Everything that you wanted was at Kmart. And I would just ask the question, going forward, will the big box store survive, or will brick and mortar die like black and white television? Like, is everybody just going to buy everything online? Will anybody go into any big box store ever again? If Kmart can't succeed with the blue light special and by offering everything to everybody, there used to be 2,300 Kmart stores in the United States of America, and the last one is closing.
Yeah.
I felt this way when Blockbuster closed.
That was sad.
It was very, very depressing for me.
But, like, Target's never going to go out.
Oh, Target might.
No.
No, Target is
people
heaven.
People love Target.
No.
That's what people said about Kmart.
Yeah, no, they did.
Target's never met a different anybody. Beast.
Walmart might be the only one that survives because Walmart's cheaper.
Uh-huh.
Target, Target's getting to a point where it could be a little bit expensive for some people. Now, maybe there'll still be a small group of people, but I guarantee you there'll be more Targets that'll close, but Walmarts are the places where People go, and you get everything in Walmart. They got groceries in there.
You used to be able to do the same thing at Sears. You used to be able to get everything at Sears.
Yeah.
You could get a lawnmower.
Sears and Robots.
You could get a lawnmower, and you could get your clothes.
What about Circuit City? I missed that place.
You could get a washing machine, and you could get your shoes.
Can you get a washing machine at Target? That might be their one area where they're lacking.
I don't know.
Like appliances like that.
You could get TVs and stuff like that.
Right, yeah, I know TVs.
You can get appliances at Walmart.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's not Target. No.
But that's my point. So Target eventually might wither away because Walmart will be the last place that
you can get groceries and stuff at Target, though, too.
Yep. Alcohol, too.
Yeah.
And the clothes are very good.
And according to Target.com, front-load washer dryers are available.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But are those just online purchases?
I haven't gone actually to the store this morning, but I will be sure to check it out later.
It's like you can get furniture from Home Depot.
But you can get it from Target too.
But it's on online. Online only.
No, the Target in Watertown actually very nice when it comes to home.
Can you actually buy a piece of furniture now that has been constructed for you, or does it all have to be put together by you? And it's also, this is a real problem I have.
Mm-hmm.
You buy something, Amazon or whatever, like Lindsay bought that bookcase thing.
Gorgeous.
And she did a great job putting it together.
Yep.
That's a real joie de vivre.
But it costs the same as if you bought it already put together.
Right.
So it's a giant fraud that is being perpetrated on the people of America.
That's why you got to go to Wayfair. Because Wayfair, you can actually get, they have on their site, you can get somebody to come in and set it up for you.
Yeah, but somebody's cousin on the board voted for Trump at Wayfair, so we can't go.
But you're right. It's like, why go? Why am I going? I could just go to Bob's and get the same type of bookshelf, and they'll bring it and put it up for me at the same price.
Yeah. And Wiggy, you are right. I've done further investigation. These are online only.
Mm. Yeah. It's like I said, Home Depot, you can buy furniture, but it's only online.
Correct.
Well, moment of silence for Kmart.
Yeah.
Sad.
It was once a great place.
Listen, if you could even
get food in there.
Like good popcorn.
Like take home food you could eat.
Yeah, they had those big bags of popcorn, like the buttery popcorn. Yes. Really, really good.
It's all going to go. I mean, Woolworths went, Bradley's went, all the places.
Leachmere.
Yeah, Sears and Robux, like you said.
Yeah, it's all gone.
It's all gone.
Good old days, Wiggy.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Courtney and to what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox not giving up on the season. They beat the Blue Jays 4-1 yesterday on the road. They've got another one in Toronto tonight. 7:07 first pitch with Brian Baio getting the start.
What's the magic number? Curtis, do you have a magic number for us this morning?
Yep.
Three and a half. They could pull it off.
Yep, they could.
You need every team in Major League Baseball to lose every game that remains. And you're a wild card.
Do you think that Joe's end of season poem will be emotional this year?
Mm. Yeah. Joe's done, I think.
Yeah.
He's already done his last game.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's not going to do Sunday?
I don't believe so. I mean, unless I have been wrong before, but I believe that
He has three more. Tampa Bay, the last three, it's Joe and Will.
It is? Okay. All right. I stand corrected on that.
Oh, thank God.
You can hang out with Coop at 6:07 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. Two Monday Night Football games last night. The Bills took down the Jaguars 47-10, the final. And Greg's guy, Mac Jones, came in to make his Jags debut in the fourth quarter. On just his third play of the night, Jones got strip sacked by Javon Solomon, with Buffalo recovering deep in Jacksonville territory to set up another Bills touchdown. And the Commanders take down the Bengals 38-33. Jaden Daniels finished the night completing 21 of 23 passes for 254 yards and two touchdowns. The Subaru of New England all-wheel driveaway is going on right now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you. 55 degrees, sunny right now. Afternoon high, partly cloudy, 66.
All right, we'll get to They Said It next. What Mahomes said as an excuse for Travis Kelce and what Burt Breer said about the risk when it comes to inserting Drake May at all this season, all coming.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Up next. Well, I got wet yesterday because I took the advice of the wrong weather smoke.
Yikes.
At a golf tournament yesterday, and somebody told me during the morning that there would be no rain, and there was rain yesterday.
Oh, no.
During the, I participated in the 30th annual Irish Open yesterday at Granite Links. Great tournament. Prior Group does it every year, and Curtis, you did not. You call for any rain, and there it was.
How much did it rain yesterday,
Greg? Hole rain. It was a deluge. A downpour. Absolute downpour.
Spell deluge.
And you didn't have the correct
ear.
Is that okay, Wiggy? I said
I have no idea what deluge means.
Okay, so I got you on another one.
Yeah, what does deluge mean?
It means a lot of rain, a deluge.
Don't you say a lot of rain?
If you're keeping track, I've now used two words that Wiggy has an issue with. One was pseudonym at the start of the show, and deluge.
I bet a lot of people are like, deluge, what the hell does that mean?
No, I think most
deluge
people,
is pretty common.
I think
everybody keeps lumping me in with Wiggy, too, for the pseudonym thing, and I was actually spelling it correctly, but nobody ever. No,
that is common?
Good job, Courtney.
Yes.
So people go, man, it was a real deluge out there today.
Yeah.
Yes. No, they don't. Would
yes,
you
they
stop lying? Chime. You are such a liar. So you're telling me you've hung out with a group of your friends and you're like, hey, man, be careful. It's going to be a deluge out there.
Yes, actually, yes.
Wiggy, you are 1,000% right.
Stop it.
Shime went to UConn. They can't even spell
Stop
UConn.
Stop it. Stop it. I don't care if you went to Harvard. You're not sitting there going, you know, bro, it's supposed to be a deluge today. Make sure you got your umbrella.
We try to sound as pretentious as
Stop
possible.
Stop it.
978 text. I was not aware, but a texter says we should get Amen Corner in here because he and Jay Leno went to the prom together. So when we have Jay Leno on the show, the road show in Newport, he can talk about that.
I'm worried about the Olivia Culpo jinx here.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
Maybe Amen was on his way to greatness until Olivia came around because Christian McCaffrey's in Germany. Something. This is the most bizarre injury.
Yeah.
Nobody knows when it happened, how it happened, what happened.
What is he doing? Is he doing some sort of experimental treatment thing in Germany, or is he just over there like having fun?
I think Peyton Manning's wife is pregnant again.
No, he's meeting with like a specialist, I believe.
Achilles tendonitis.
But Achilles tendonitis, couldn't that just kind of come on slowly?
I have no idea.
Tendonitis to me is more of a...
I feel like it's worse than just Achilles tendonitis if you're seeing a specialist in Germany.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Again, I don't think it's an Olivia Culpo issue. I think he came on the Greg Hill show, and that's a massive jinx.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
My apologies, Olivia.
Some were concerned about a Phil Collins jinx earlier, based on his condition.
Yeah, I bet people were probably worried about a Bruce Springsteen jinx yesterday. You know, it's
not Bruce is in great shape.
We're dodging everything we can.
And Ken, just as long as we're talking about Chime and stuff, Ken is enraged by the Mumford rejoins.
Oh.
He says it's now like 3 weeks in a row the same rejoin has been played by Shime.
Really?
When was the last time I played a Mumford
Friday
rejoin? Okay.
He sends me texts every time you do it.
He does?
Cool.
Yeah. Really?
6 days ago was the last time I played one.
Is it the same song, though?
No, I mix. I mix it up generally.
They have some bangers.
Yeah, they do.
I will say Mumford and Sons.
All right.
Yep. Some bangers, but
what'd you have for lunch at the Crossing Nines yesterday?
They provided a turkey wrap, of which I only had half.
Good, it's all about portion control.
It is,
and it's pretty healthy anyway. Yes. So,
right. What happened to your cucumber morning routine?
That ended out the window. When Lindsay nearly cut her finger off, if you remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Then she stopped making me cucumbers.
So came and went.
I think it's on me if I'm going to make them.
Got to do it yourself, Greg.
I guess so. You
it's
want
tough out here in these streets, Greg.
Want something done right, you have to do it yourself.
But I was told that that was like a health game changer.
Right. I thought it was.
Oof.
I was under the impression that she was doing that for my health.
Oh.
Mm-mm. Yeah, just for a little bit.
I just don't think I could have that with like the vinegar and everything so early in the morning.
Yeah, don't bother
it wasn't
me.
Vinegar. It was soy sauce and sesame seeds. And
sounds good.
You just chopped the little cucumbers up. Curtis, you're familiar with the tiny little cucumbers.
Are you going to die?
Nope, I'm not going to die. I'm fine. I'm in great shape.
My favorite were the days that Greg would have that, and then he was at Ocean Prime that night. I'm like, I don't think the cucumber really matters at this point.
He was getting the cornichons.
We got to get to They Said It. Should we get Nate on quick?
Yeah.
Nate has been hanging on loyally for a while here. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Nothing much. Listen, I've called before. I know you guys want Drake May to come in, and you guys seen the shiny new toy last night, and you're like, oh, look at this. We should do this with Drake May. Here's the difference between the two, okay, guys? They've got Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury, okay? You've got Gerard Mayo, never been a head coach before, okay? And Alex Van Pelt, which they're still trying to figure out the offensive scheme for this guy.
Yeah.
Okay, you have to go ahead. If you want to do this right, and you just got done with Mac Jones, okay, grooming the guy and having to start over again. Do you want to do this for the next 2, 3, 5 years again? And the other thing is, too, if you look at Jaden Daniels, Jaden Daniels is a whole nother beast compared to Drake May. Did you see the speed last night that guy has? So, I mean, plus the arm cannon with him. So, listen, I get what you guys want to do, but would you rather have him get messed up and be another Baker Mayfield or Geno Smith that his first stint that didn't end up the way he wanted it to, and he goes somewhere else and he succeeds?
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Just give it some time. Give it some time.
Start of the show this morning, 6 a.m. is when this show starts. Wiggy was wound tight because he watched Jaden Daniels last night with a horrendous offensive line. Look pretty good.
Yep.
And so he is suggesting that that would be the same outcome here with
Looks
Drake.
Pretty
May.
Good, all you.
Honestly, I can't dispute you on that. It's a pretty good argument.
I would ask these people, what happens next? Like, what's the benefit of sitting him?
And what evidence is there that Alex Van Pelt can develop a quarterback?
Like, all three rookie quarterbacks were good this week. All three of them. And, like, it just takes a couple games for them to get their beaks wet, and then they're figuring things out on the job.
But the caller is suggesting that AVP cannot develop a quarterback.
Then why is he here?
Right.
Because
he's the only person who wanted the job.
And guess what? If you sit him for...
I'll take the job. I can do a better job. That's fine.
But I would
send me a playbook. I'll figure it out.
I would say to the caller, if you sit him for the whole year, who's going to be the offense coordinator next year? AVP. What's the benefit of sitting him?
Are you sure that he's going to be the coordinator next year? I mean,
all right, then you're going to have a new coordinator, so he's going to have to learn a whole new offense.
Yeah.
But I would ask these people, say, sit him. What's the benefit in sitting him all year long? What do you get out of that?
Cui bono.
In the Twitch chat, I can't read what their handle is, but Drake May will get killed if he plays now. That's the argument.
So that's it.
Can we have a rule that you have to have an original thought, like from time to time? Like, I feel like we're just hearing the same exact things. We have debunked every single argument against playing Drake May. No great quarterbacks are actually ruined. The Patriots are not going to be very good. The only way you learn is by doing. The growing pains will be forced to endure. So let's do it in a year where you know you're not contending.
And what did Mayo say about Drake May when you asked him, well, what did you learn from the little bit of time, whoever asked him about him playing? What did he say? He's tough.
Yeah, okay. He said he took some hits.
He's a tough kid, right? Yeah. So guess what? You're going to get hit. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
This whole notion of, oh, you can't play him because he's going to get hit. Guess what? You play in the NFL. Well, of course he's going
to
get hit.
Speaking of that notion, let's get to what Burt Breer said and what others said as a part of They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
What about the argument that Jaden Daniels played 55 games in college, so he is more pro-ready than Drake May is pro-ready?
Yeah, 90% of the time, the guys who actually play more games in college suck in the NFL, so that's inaccurate.
And then Drake May start 3 years at UNC?
Two.
Oh, it was 2 years?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, where do you want to start, Sean?
Let's begin with Burt Breer. Here is what he said about how the Patriots should go find a veteran backup quarterback to supplement this roster. Here was Burt Breer.
I'm not for making this determination based on an injury. I'm all for making this determination based on Drake May's readiness. If, and I think that this is the case, if they've prioritized Drake May's development over almost anything else over the last 4 or 5 months, I think leaving something like when you're actually going to put him in a real game to chance is playing Russian roulette. Like, you do not want to do that. So if I were the Patriots, I would have spent the weekend looking at veteran quarterbacks and going and bringing somebody in and at least putting them on the practice squad. So if Jacoby gets hurt, and nobody's wishing injury on Jacoby Brissett, but I think we can all see it happening. I think we can all see what's going on out there. Like, the chance that he gets hurt is relatively high right now. I would go get a veteran backup to bring in just in case an injury happens and you're not at the point where you're comfortable putting Drake May in there for a full game.
This is nuts.
This guy worked for NFL Network, right?
So
right. And the Metro West Daily News.
You spent the number 3 pick on him.
Right. So
and you're going to baby him until his development has reached the point that you want it to reach based on your plan? Like, that's nuts. So what? Go get Ryan Tannehill?
Let me get this right, Burt Breer.
Albert
Breer. The 3rd overall pick, you would rather sit him and make him your 3rd string quarterback.
Yeah.
If Jacoby Brissett gets hurt, you'd rather, like you said, get somebody off the scrap heap, whether it's Ryan Tannehill, whoever else.
Joe Flacco. I mean, I don't know.
Whoever's out there as a quarterback.
Kaepernick, let's do it.
It's
just
nuts.
So you don't play him?
It's nuts.
Fun fact, Burt Breer is in the Mount Rushmore of gossips in the Boston sports media.
Really?
That guy knows all.
Well, I'd ask. So we're sitting him all year, and what is the benefit for that, I would say, Albert?
He's going to get to the tutelage that he requires.
Okay, from Jacoby Brissett.
Okay to use the word tutelage?
Tutelage is fine. I know that one. Okay, you'll get the tutelage from Jacoby Brissett and then maybe Ryan Tannehill.
Yep. All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, let's go to Patrick Mahomes. He discussed why Travis Kelce hasn't been getting the ball so far this season as maybe they would like.
I mean, it's crazy because the respect factor they have for Travis is just unreal. I mean, it's well deserved, but I mean, we're calling a lot of plays for Travis, and it's like 2 or 3 people are going to him. He understands. I think that's the great thing about him is he wants to make an impact in the game, but he wants to win at the end of the day. And I'm going to try to do my best to keep feeding him the ball whenever he's there and whenever he's open. I think the more Rasheed makes plays, the more we're able to run the football, the more we can get Worthy involved. I think that's going to open Travis up more. I mean, people are really emphasizing trying to take him away, and it's getting other guys open.
Yeah. Didn't look like he understood when he was sulking on the bench.
Nah.
He wasn't sulking.
Yeah, he's,
no, he wasn't. You guys are miserable. Such, like, drama queens.
Courtney.
Those two, he was literally just standing there, not even breaking a sweat. And anybody that looks at that says, oh, he's sulking.
He looks
Give
sad.
Me a
he
break.
Looks sad.
Doesn't that tell you something?
He looked bored. That's what he looked like.
Doesn't that tell you something? The guy's playing in the NFL. He looks bored and not breaking a sweat. Something's up.
Oh, my God.
He chose love over football. Oh. That's okay.
He found love in a hopeless place.
He did.
It's
That's
either
okay.
love or maybe something's up at home.
Can I?
Maybe you should stop showing up at every event that she invites him to and focus on playing football.
I liked it when they were dancing at the U.S. Open.
Shime, please help.
I was going to say, I would like to give some advice. You take my gambling advice for what it's worth, but just continue betting Travis Kelce unders until something changes, because he has gone under the reception total 3 straight games. I think under the receiving yard total 3 straight games. So you're welcome.
On the Mahomes topic, I thought Bill was excellent yesterday with McAfee, and he discussed how the Chiefs are 3-0, and if you listen to Patrick Mahomes, you'd think they were 0-3.
Right.
And how that is just such a unique gift of a quality. And it was
also like a Tom Brady thing. Like
right.
When he was on this show complaining because they were 8-0.
Right.
If you remember, I think that was my first season here, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Talk about, Max Kellerman. He should have said Travis Kelce fell off a cliff.
Because
the guy went from, what was it? What was this song he used to sing all the time with the Beastie Boys? What was that song he used to sing all the time, the Beastie Boys song?
I don't remember.
You got to fight for your right to party?
Yeah.
He went from that to, he looks, what do you call it, emoed out.
Yeah, he does.
I feel bad for the guy.
He misses his boo.
He's just retired.
He's going to be in a new Netflix series, though. Not Netflix, FX series.
No.
But I got to tell you, Jason Kelce, what a win for him. This ricochet bucks that have come his way.
I know.
Like, you can't turn on your TV. He was the center of the Eagles. Nobody knew who he was. Now he's got 6 podcasts. He's doing a thing with his wife about NFL Sunday. He's everywhere.
He's doing more than Bill is.
Yeah.
It's true.
It's the Taylor Swift effect.
Yeah.
The McCourty brothers were doing it, and they never got no bump.
No. Jason Kelce was famous for standing up there looking like a joker after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I mean, there's been a lot of brothers in the NFL. I mean, actual blood brothers. Uh-huh. But when you date Taylor Swift, you get a little bit more juice.
Let me hear you say,
what's next, Shime?
Next, we can actually hear a clip from Belichick on his McAfee appearance. This may be an indication that he likes a specific team in the NFL, gives them credit for their talent, and that would be the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
This was Bill talking about the Cowboys' struggles and how they can turn things around.
Well, this is the same thing they ran into last year, right? You know, the games that they fell behind in early and teams that ran the ball against them, like Buffalo, ran for 250 yards last year. They had about 3 or 4 games where they gave up, over 175 yards rushing and got beat. That was a little bit of the same issue they had last year. And of course, these last 2 at home, are definitely a problem. I still think they can move the ball. I thought they moved the ball against New Orleans pretty well in the first half, too, but ended up with field goals. Saints ended up with touchdowns and kind of the game got away from them. But look, the draft's over. Free agency's over. I wouldn't expect a lot of big trades here. I think there's enough talent in Dallas to get things straightened out. But, they got to, look in the mirror and look each other in the eye and say, we're going to do it.
I think Dallas is the one place you could convince me Belichick might come
from. Yep. Another landing spot.
And earlier in that interview, Greg, he was given a question about Zimmer, the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one that I feel like most people would just take and say, great coach, whatever. Bill didn't even address it, and then talked about Micah Parsons and all the guys in that defense. Like, I don't know where he's going, but it just feels too organically perfect.
That's his landing spot. If he can put up with Jerry Jones,
I think so.
And vice versa, that's where Bill Belichick is.
No state income tax.
It's only for a couple of years, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you only got to put up with Jerry Jones for, 3 years?
Yeah.
And that's what you do.
And Jerry Jones will genuflect in his direction. Like, I don't think Bill's going to have to.
Especially if he's in the shower.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, Jerry Jones worked with Bill Parcells.
It'll be a deluge.
I'm telling you, that's why I can't wait for this season to be over.
Yeah.
Because the potential landing spots for Bill are starting to grow. And what does he always do? When he talks about teams that have talent, he always brings up the mistakes that they made last year, just to kind of continue to say, See, if you hire me, they won't consistently make those mistakes year in and year out.
All right. Well, that is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports at 8:20, Ty Law on a Ty Tuesday. But coming up next, can you sue someone who won't stop sending you nudes? One former presidential candidate is considering it.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that coming up next.
It's time for...
You ever go into a new home where you have a shower where the water doesn't come out of the shower head? They put a restrictor on. I took all the restrictors off.
The news.
I've had the experience. I take a shower. I want that beautiful head of hair to be nice and wet. Lather.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Definitely his Hancock, so...
excuse me?
Well, that's what they call a signature.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I want it to be lathered beautifully.
On WEEI.
Coming up at 8:20 on a Ty Tuesday, Ty Law on this show. And then at 9, I would like to take you and 5 friends bowling and pizza-ing. So your chance to win, maybe it should probably be pizza and then bowling. Pizza will be the number one objective. So we're going to do that at King's. And so if you're listening at 9, your chance to win. But here is Courtney with today's news.
Before I get into the news, I just want to say hello and good morning to Adam, who I met last night. We were out to dinner, and he came over. We were at Mr. H in the Seaport, came over, says he's a daily listener to the show, loves us, wanted to take a photo.
Oh, hello,
he was
Adam.
So nice. So
excellent.
Good morning to Adam.
Excellent.
29-year-old Jeff Josa, a guy in Taunton, is being held without bail after he was accused of ramming a Mercedes into police cruisers in Weymouth on Sunday. Hmm. Police arrived to a laundromat after a call came in about a man acting erratically. When they finally arrested him, he seems to be like dancing, bobbing his head. So he, as your mom would say, Greg, like he was on something.
Yeah, probably on something.
He has a hearing on Thursday. He pled not guilty to numerous charges. Jesus. If you're watching on Twitch right now, Mitch has the video of him ramming into the police cars. Here's one area resident, Ariana Belcito, on 7 News Boston.
Everybody who comes here is absolutely a community. We all look out for each other, so it's definitely very shocking.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope he gets the help he needs.
Yes. The final bull was captured in North Attleboro last night. We talked about this after a bunch of bulls escaped a rodeo at the mall. Rodeo employees were out on foot and on horseback, equipped with lassos, trying to take care of the bull. But it was missing pet trackers who went out using a drone and were able to track down the bull.
Are these people like online sleuths like yourself?
Yeah.
Who I believe you solved the Brian Koberger case online.
I didn't solve it.
Yourself.
Right. It was the waitress.
We're still waiting to find out if there was an apple that was eaten, if he went to the restaurant where some of the victims worked.
Yeah.
What happened to that psychic who you said had all the answers?
Those were two of the things that the psychic said. And
there was another guy originally you had pinted on.
No, I mean, this guy fits the mold.
Yeah, she improperly pinned the murder on somebody else.
No.
Like most online sleuths.
You'd not want her on your jury.
No. Yeah, body moving.
Dream come true. I have jury duty in December, my first time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll get a murder trial. What if you got the Karen Reed trial?
Well, they'll never give it to me. I've said too much.
Well, you could just lie about who you are.
No, I'm not a liar.
No, you're not a liar.
You won't even get on.
What do you mean?
They're going to, once you tell them that you're a public figure, they're going to be like, they won't allow it.
No.
Yeah, they don't allow public figures.
Shine got on one.
Well,
he's not a public figure.
Yeah, but it wasn't a big case either. It was just
you're not a public figure. Public figures, they don't. That's how you get out of jury duty. You just say, I'm a public figure, and you ain't got to do it.
Have you ever been on a jury, Greg?
I don't think so, because I think I've... Same thing, like when you say what you do, they kind of discount you.
Yeah, you won't do it. They won't.
Oh, I want to get on so bad.
Once you tell, they're going to say, what are you doing? You're going to be like, I'm a radio host.
And I think I have a good location where I have to go.
What does that mean?
Like high-powered cases.
The
more I looked into it, seemed.
I don't think that. But anyway, these people are they're pet finders online, and they found the escaped bull.
They did.
Wow.
With a drone. Yeah.
They have a drone.
Yeah, that's what they use.
Okay. Excellent.
Everybody has a drone these days.
Yeah. We can hear from Wandering Paws K9 Samantha Beckman on BZ.
I have to say, I've never went out looking for a lost bull. This is one for the books. I'm glad everything ended well, and they were able to get the bull in safely back to his little friends in there.
That's nice.
So they have a drone, and they sit at home looking for other people's pets.
Yeah.
Right. That's a nice service.
It's a really nice service.
Okay. People just seem to have a lot of time in their hands.
Are they charging people for this?
I'm guessing.
Probably. Yeah,
definitely.
Probably if your dog ever goes missing.
Okay. Do they have some type of special pet radar, on their
They're using drones, so.
Right, but a drone is just a video from way up there.
I'm guessing they're using, like, a lot of dogs and cats are chipped now, so they're using the chips and then.
Okay.
All right. Probably very busy in some sectors because, I don't know if you heard this or not, but a lot of dogs and cats are being eaten.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. Yeah.
That's in Ohio, right?
Yes, it's the Haitian migrants.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Okay.
RFK Jr., my guy, may sue the reporter Olivia Nuzzi because a source close to him said she bombarded him with increasingly pornographic images and he found it hard to resist.
Huh. Wow. Okay, so it's her fault. This is the woman that he was sexting with.
Correct.
He's married to Cheryl Hines.
Correct.
Who was one of the stars of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Okay.
And he was sexting with this reporter.
Yes.
And now...
Who was engaged. Wedding's been called off.
The reporter was
engaged. Yes, yes.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, and she has been placed on leave.
And that's her right there?
That is her.
That's her.
And I would highly recommend Ask Not the Kennedys and the Women They Destroyed. Now more than ever, it is an incredible book. And do not believe a second that this woman was the one encouraging him.
What's it called? Ask Not?
Ask Not the Kennedys and the Women They Destroyed.
That's the ex-fiance.
Okay.
Very simple.
I can't read.
So the...
But I don't think it's her fault.
No.
Because she was sending him nudes.
No.
Like, it's no disrespect.
She was just baiting him.
And I'm sorry, he's married, so what he would do is he'd unblock her number because he claims she would say, I have a big scoop, or like, I have big news that I need to share with you. So he would unblock her number, and then things would get progressively more sexual, and then he would block the number again. Mm. And then 2 weeks later, it was this ongoing cycle because he couldn't resist.
Yeah.
But, like, what do you charge her with?
I don't think you can charge her with anything.
No.
Maybe he might be, entrapment.
They're saying civil and criminal.
Yeah. No. He might go the entrapment route.
So he's a big sexter, probably not a big phone sex guy.
With that voice?
I would say that would not
And who does phone sex nowadays, anyways? No. Who's doing phone sex?
It's making a comeback.
I don't think it is, Greg.
Don't call it a comeback.
I don't know what circles you're in, but where is it making a comeback?
I've heard Chime was telling me phone sex is making a comeback.
Nope. Greg, they have Skype now. They don't need phones.
Skype?
Skype. You're right.
Are we 2001?
Right. What is going on?
Okay, video calls. Sorry.
FaceTime.
Whatever.
Skype
calls the number and they're like, you're an idiot. Why aren't you on Skype?
Are you Skype sexting with someone?
No, I'm just saying you can. That's why you don't use phone sex.
Greg
right?
and Shime, boy. Greg's up at 2 a.m. getting 1-900 numbers and Shime's Skyping.
All right, we got to take a break.
All right.
Rest of the news with Courtney coming up next.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.